You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus exemplified loving others. Discover how love is the fulfillment of the law in week 2 of Authentic.
Nasa ikalawang linggo na po tayo ng ating series, preaching series, Authentic, or Genuine, or not Fake. Last week po, ang pinag-usapan po natin is submitting to governing authorities. No, na pansin nyo ba, maging masunurin tayo sa traffic rules, pedestrian, this week? May epekto ba? Okay, so connected po yung message last week sa message natin ngayon, no? Ang common thread, ang common denominator po is our obligation. Last week po, yung obligation natin sa gobyerno. Today will be talking our obligation to love our fellow men. Love your neighbor. Love other people. And so for today, let's all open up our Bibles. Let's all stand as we read our Bibles in Romans chapter 13. Verses 8 to 10. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor. Everybody say, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the scriptures. We pray that we will be able to receive instruction, revelation, and inspiration as we hear the word today. Help us to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. So we will be blessed in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may take your seats. Last week po, sinabi po natin that we honor God when we respect and submit to our government. No, we respect them, we honor them, we do what is right, we obey the law. That's how we honor God. Now, we will take a time to explain what does it mean to be an authentic Christian, no? In terms of showing the love of God to our fellow citizens, our fellow men. Not just to Christians, no, kasi sinabi ni Paul sa Romans chapter 12, yung previous chapter, na to love our fellow believers, to let brotherly love continue. And then this chapter man, Romans chapter 13, it's the coverage is not just believers but even unbelievers. So paano natin papakita yung pagmamahal ng Diyos sa kapwa tao? Kasi po madali po maging Christian pag nasa church, no? Madaling maging authentic, magpaka-authentic pagkasama mo believers. Di ba? Sasama ka lang sa Victory Group nila. Okay, mahata ka na sa youth service. Okay, pero pag nasa mundo po tayo, pag nasa labas, pag nasa call center ka, nasa school, nasa trabaho mo, maraming temptation, no? Marami kang kaibigan, may mga kaibigan ka, akala mo, kaibigan mo, no? Pero pag nakatalikod na, pagkausap na ng ibang tao, plastic pala, no, orokan pala, no. May kilala pa kang ganon, plastic na doble cara, no. Meron pa nga hindi plastic eh, meron pa ngang straw, no. Alam niyo yung taong straw, plastic na sip-sip pa. Oo. Kaya mas matindi yun din, no. Ingat tayo doon. Hindi lang orokan, straw pa. Mm-mm. Kaya mahalaga po na pakita natin kung ano talaga ang authentic Christian, no? By living the principles, the abiding by the teachings of Jesus, obeying what he commands us to do. Now, here in Romans chapter 13, the Apostle Paul encourages us to love one another, no? How many of you love your family? You love your parents, ba? You love your brothers and sisters, your siblings. And Jesus exemplified this truth to us in the way he lived his life on earth. But what does it mean? Ito pala yung clicker ko. What does it mean for us to love others? Anong ibig sabihin niyan? What does loving our neighbor look like for an authentic Christian? No, ano ang ibig sabihin, no, anong dapat natin gawin? Unang-una, we need to understand that our obligation is to love other people. No? Meron po tayong pagkakautang na mahalin, meron tayong obligasyon tungkulin na mahalin ang ibang tao. Romans 13:8, let not debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. So, loving our neighbor is a debt that we owe. Yung pagmamahal daw natin sa kapwa-tao ay isang utang na isang pagkakautang natin, no? And the apostle Paul exhorts us to pay all our debts, no? Except the continuing debt to love one another. We can never finish paying this debt. Hindi natin matatapos na bayaran itong utang na to na mahalin ang ibang tao. So dapat ang utang natin hindi pera, kundi pagmamahal. Now, how did we get into this debt? Paano tayo nagkaroon ng utang to love one another? Do you remember the day you got saved, the day you became a Christian? Now, the day we become born again, that's the day God's love was revealed to us. No, pinaintindihan natin na we're not saved by good works, but by the grace and mercy and love of God. And so that day when God loved us, even while we were sinners, when we were running away from God, when we were disrespectful, when we were unruly, when we were rebelling against God, Jesus sought us, and hinanap niya tayo. The Holy Spirit convicted us, and then God gave us the assurance of eternal life. While we were still sinners, minahal niya tayo kahit while we were still unlovable, while we were still running away from Him. Because of that great love of God that was shown to us, we have a debt. Meron tayong utang na dapat pakita sa utang na pagmamahal sa ibang tao. Now, this debt, no, ito pong utang ay ang pangungutang po ay hindi pinagbawal. It's not prohibited in the Bible. No? Sabi nga ni Jesus, pag may nangutang, ipang pahiramin mo. No? But ang masama, yung pag nangutang ka at hindi mo binayaran. Isa pang pinagbabawal ay yung excessive interest on loans. No? Sa Psalm 15, yung usury, mga 5-6. No? Meron ba nakamotorsiklo dito? Nag-lilibot? Wala naman. No? But sabi nito, Jesus loves us freely. And meron po mga nakakasira sa mga relasyon. No? Di ba, mga pagkakaibigan. When you borrow money and you don't pay that amount that you borrowed, yun po ang nakasira ng relasyon. Sa mga magkamag-anak, magkaibigan, dati best friend mo, BFF mo, pero inutangan mo, hindi mo nabayaran. So, na-break, nasira yung relasyon nyo. No? And that's why mayroon po mga biblical principles on borrowing. No? Kasi nga po, nagkalat po ang mga Dracula, no? Mga vampira. May tinatanong nila, meron ka vampira dyan? No? May mga Dracula spirit. No? Lagi nang tinatanong. Kaya, the Bible does not prohibit that. Rather, here are some, just several verses about borrowing, about debt. No? Sabi po sa Proverbs 22:7, the rich of rule over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. No? So, nasa negative light po ang borrowing because it makes you a servant to the lender. Ikaw po ay nagiging alila kasi sino man ang inutangan mo. When you borrow, you become a servant either to a bank, to a business owner, a family, or a friend. No? They set conditions upon you. And so you become a servant to that institution or to that person. And God doesn't want you to become a servant. God wants you to be the head, not the tail. God wants you to be the lender, not the borrower. No, God wants us to be a servant only to Him, not to anyone. And so that's why the Bible counsels us to avoid debt as much as we can. No? On the other hand, meron po mga business owners dito na kailangan tumakbo yung business nyo para magkaroon kayong capital and you need to borrow. No? On the other hand, Psalm 37:21, sabi naman, the wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Ayaw po ni Lord na maging TNT tayo, tago ng tago, no? Dahil hindi nagbabayad sa pinagkakautangan. No? Ayaw niya tayo ma-count, ayaw niya tayo mabansagan na wicked. No? Kung ayaw niya maging katulad ng mga wicked, then We have to pay our debts, no? And then also pag pag nangutang po kayo, dapat meron kayong plano or way out, no? Yung iba nagbibigay ng collateral, land title, or something, cell phone siguro, yung kaya yung iba pupunta na lang sa pawn shop, no? Para karoon ng pera. But anyway, sabi dito, the main point here is love. We have an obligation. We have the debt of to love one another, our fellow men. No? Pakita mo natin ang pagmamahal po ay isang pagkakautang na dapat natin pakita sa ibang tao. A second truth or principle is our intention is to seek the welfare of others. Ang ating mong intention, ang ating pong motibo ay dapat yung ikabubuti ng ibang tao. No? The welfare, the well-being. So in other words, you're thinking about how other people can become better. Hindi ka self-centered, hindi ka selfish. No? Ang nais mong mangyari ay mapaganda ang buhay ng kapwa-tao mo. At Romans 13:10, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. In the Amplified Bible, love does no wrong to one's neighbor. It never hurts anybody. Therefore, love meets all the requirements and is the fulfilling of the law. No? So, natutupad daw natin yung batas, yung Ten Commandments na nasusunod natin if we love our neighbor. Now, ano ba sabi sa Ten Commandments? No? Alam nyo ba yung Ten Commandments? No? Kabisado natin yun, no? Pero anyway, in verse 9, apat po sa Ten Commandments ang nabanggit dito, no? About adultery, murder, stealing, and coveting. No? Ano po ba, if you notice, no, commandments number 6, 7, 8, and 10. No, what does this list have in common? Ito pong adultery, murder, stealing, and covetousness. Ano pong common sa kanilang lahat? No? Sabi po ni Pastor Alfred, they're all acts done without love. Ito po ay lahat ng ginagawa ng tao na nagpapakitang wala silang pagmamahal, walang pag-ibig. For example, adultery. No? Adultery means you're breaking your oath, your covenant with your wife. No? And you fall out of love, and then you fall in love with the wrong person. No? So makabilang bahay, adultery. And then murder. No, murder, killing, or hatred that starts with the heart. No, wala pong pag-ibig sa puso. And then stealing. No, alam niyo may stealing, yung pagnanakaw, yung mga salisigang. No, alam niyo may salisigang, yung mga nasa CCTV. Ano ba sa English ang salisigang? Counter strike. No, ayan. Yung mga counter strike gang, no? Na kunwari kumakain rin sa restaurant, pero yung pala sumisimple, sumasalisi. No? Tulad nito, mga pusa. Salisigang yan. Inaabangan na yung pagkain. No? Tatalo na yan. No? So, and then murder and stealing, then coveting. No? Same way. Covetous. Never being satisfied. Always wanting more. No? So, all of this, there's never satisfaction, contentment. But the opposite of that is love. No, you consider the welfare, the well-being of other people. No, it's others-oriented, and that's why hindi ka namimili. True love does not select people whom you will love. Ang Christians po, we show love whether they are believers or unbelievers, whether they are part of Victory or another church or not yet Christians. We always think about the benefit, the welfare of other people. So let's not think of love as just an emotion. No, love is not just an emotion, but it is a decision, it's a disposition, it's an intention, it's our purpose, a way of life. No, sabi nga po ni Pastor John Piper, make the degree of your own self-seeking the measure of your self-giving. No, kung gusto mong gumanda ang buhay mo, ay magbigay ka rin, no? Magbigay ka sa ibang tao. At isipin mo yung kapakanan ng magmalasakit ka sa ibang tao, no? Sabi naman ni Richard Whately, Archbishop of Dublin, si Ireland, a man is called selfish not for pursuing his own good but for neglecting his neighbors. Ayan, no? So parang walang pakialam. No, walang paki. Meron ba kayong mga neighbors na gano'n? Walang pakialam? Hindi namamansin? Pero sila, pinapansin nyo naman. No, nag-good morning naman kayo. Binabati nyo naman. Tinatanguan. No? Sa Korea, di ba? Or sa Japan, ba yan? Sa Korea. Yung they bow. No? Sa atin, tumatango o yung kilay tumataas. No? Yan ang batian natin. Di ba? Ano pa? High five, low five, or anyway. Kaya, paano po natin ma-apply yan? Yung isipin natin kapakanan ng our fellow men. Di ba? Pag nagda-drive kayo, no? Sino po sa inyo dito nagda-drive? May kotse kayo, may sasakyan kayo na drive. Raise your hands. Ayan, no? Sino sa inyo nagpe-pray na magkakotse this year? Ayan, marami rin. Okay. So, pag nagda-drive, ang rule po, keep intersection open. Ayan, no? Magbigayan po sa intersection. Hindi po sa Pilipinas yan, no? Sa India po yan. Kaya, ayan po mga Indian, no? Ayan po ang traffic nila. Kanya-kanya. No? Kaya, galang po natin ang mga pedestrians, no? Meron akong nabasa sa Facebook this week, naka number 8 plate number, no? At talagang muntik nang masagasaan yung pedestrian sa Fort Bonifacio. Nagbaba pa ng window, no? Anyway, so keep intersection open. Let us be respectful and courteous drivers rather than road monsters. Pag may nakita po kayong road monster, ay i-video niyo po at i-post niyo sa Facebook, no? Para kumalat. What else? Yung pong sunog, yan sa Venezuela. Na balita niyo po ba? 72 people died, including the owner of the factory of Kentex, pabrika ng chinelas. Sabi nga po ng labor secretary, labor chief, the owners of this factory are so immoral, so they illegally exploited their workers. No? Hindi po sila binigyan ng minimum salary. It's below minimum wage ang kanilang pong sweldo. Hindi walang pension at walang social security. And that's why, if you're a business owner, no, pakita po natin yung malasakit yung pagmamahal by giving what is right, no, even beyond the minimum wage. No? Let's be generous. No? Kung kayo po ay parent, no, mapapakita nyo rin po yung pagmamahal, no, sa mga anak nyo. No? Para pag-aralin nyo po sila, pag-pray nyo, magkaroon sila ng scholarship. No, meron nga ang kinuwento sa akin eh, si Brother Rene. Nasa Canada na sila. Yung isang magulang daw, isang Venus, nagtitinda ng fishball sa UP. Tapos yung mga anak niya, nasa iba-ibang school na. No? Yung isa, nasa La Consolacion, isa, nasa La Salle, isa, nasa UST. Yung tatlong anak niya, lahat, nandun sa school na yun. Nagtitinda rin ng fishball. Oh. Oh. Kala niyo nag-aaral? Ay, naku, mali pala. Wrong channel. Sorry. Siguro, dahil nga nakaipon, nakapag-aral na rin. Ayan. Oh, kasi maraming kinita sa fishball. Ayan, hindi pa tapos ang story eh. Oh. So, our obligation is to love other people. Number two, our intention is to seek the welfare of others. And number three, our motivation is to display Christ's love to the world. Okay, our motivation, our aspiration, our goal, our ambition, our aim in life is to love and to live like Jesus. Sabi po sa Romans 13, 12 to 14, the night is nearly over, the day is almost here, so let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves. Everybody say, clothe yourselves. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Okay? So, magdamit daw tayo, damitan dati sarili natin with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we walk like Jesus Christ, when we love like Christ, we'll be able to show the love of God to our fellow men, to our fellow neighbors. No, we are to clothe ourselves with Christ. No, parang metaphor po ito. Ito ang figure of speech. No, damitan natin ang ating sarili, katulad ni Lord. No, hindi ba pag meron kayong bagong damit? No, sino sa inyo ang minsan napapadaan kayo sa hukay-hukay? Ah, hukay-hukay. Yung mga hinukay sa sementeryo, no? Anyway. Di ba, pag may sale dito. May sale ngayon lang sa Robinson, di ba? Sale. O sa Santa Lucia, sale. Tapos may nabili kayong bago, authentic, genuine guess, no? Igi-guess mo yung brand, no? Tapos, di ba, excited kang isuot yung dalagong damit, no? Usher ka pa, excited ka, you know? Talagang kinakamayan mo yung mga tao, excited. Tapos gumaganyan ka pa, you know? Mataligod ka pa, oh, para mapakita yung ano, yung brand, di ba? So ganun rin, excited tayo, no? When we have new clothes. So ganun rin tayo, we have to be excited, no? Ipagyabang natin sa Lord, no? We live like Jesus, we love like Jesus. No, ano ba yung dapat gawin? Ano paano natin ma-clothe ourselves, no? When we think how would Jesus react? What would Jesus do? Or what would Jesus say pag nasa ganitong sitwasyon siya, no? Pag ikaw ginikipit, ikaw sinisiraan, ikaw napopolitika, chinichismis ka. What would Jesus say? What would Jesus do in your place, no? Ganun po natin. And then sabi rin dito, let's get rid of all these sinful acts, no? Sinful sexual immorality, dissension, away, inggit, no? Pagiging envious and jealous of others. This sinful attitude, siyang pong sumisira ng love, no? Ng loving relationships. Pag meron po tayong makasarili na attitudes. And that's why we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, being Lordship ni Jesus. Siya po yung namumuno sa buhay natin. Siya yung nagpapatakbo ng buhay natin. Our attitudes, our desires, our thoughts are under the Lordship of Jesus, under His full control. Yun po ang ibig sabihin ng clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Sabi nga ni Apostle Paul sa 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. Di po ba, yung mga unbelievers, tinitingnan nila, totoong Kristiyano ba yan? No? Is authentic Christian ba talaga yan? Ayan, makikita yan. Kasi, makikita natin, authentic yan. Kasi maaga laging pumapasok yan. Hindi yan nagpapalate. At masipag yan sa trabaho. No? At hindi yan nangungupit. Hindi yan nag-uwi ng office supplies. So nakikita nila na authentic Christian ka. That everything that you do, be done in love. Kahit nasa bahay ka, inutusan ka ng parents mo, no? Maghugas ka ng pinggan, no? Isipin mo na lang, isang patak sa sangkatutak, no? O kaya inutusan ka maglaba, no? Maglaba. You do everything. Maglaba ka. You laba with love, 'di ba? Laba dami with love. No, kaya ano mang gawin natin, no? Makikita nila yung the fruit of the Spirit, the love of God. No, in everything that we do, hindi yung parang pilit, hindi yung parang napipilitan lang o padabog, no? Let all that you do, let everything be done in love. And in other words, the main point I want to leave with you today is authentic Christianity is loving others with the love of Christ. Let's say it all together. Authentic Christianity is loving others with the love of Christ. No, pakita natin yung love natin sa ibang tao, no, but it's the love of God, the love of Christ. No, hindi yung pagmamahal natin kasi yung human love has a limitation, no? But the love of God, the agape kind of love, is benevolent. It's not self-seeking. It loves all people regardless of who they are, what they do in life. No, yan pong authentic Christianity. At nabalitaan na po natin yung earthquake sa Nepal, di ba? Dalawang beses na malakas, 7 point plus something on the Richter scale. No? At ang ating pong mga missionaries doon, sina Samin, Amy, Adalia, sila po in-interview ng Channel 7, Channel 2, at yung iba po, at sa mga iba pang Christians, very active po sila sa relief operations. And sabi po sa nakita ko sa Facebook, while most of the people are criticizing about some Christians donating Bibles in Sudapol, Sindupalchok in Nepal, no? Let's not overlook these good people who have been selflessly working for the last 18 days to reach affected areas and distribute relief goods, no? So ang ating pong church doon ay very active in relief operations. Ito po yung two of our missionaries who are not just distributing relief goods, but they are praying for sick people, no? Sinyaran po nila ng gospel, and they led these people to Christ, these Nepalese, no? So naborn again po sila, napagaling pa yung sakit, at sila ay tumanggap sa Panginoon, no? So it's the total ministry, no? Holistic ministry, what I mean, no? Now we share the love of God, we pray for sick people, we bring relief goods, no? So ganun rin po tayo, we can show our love to our fellow men, no? Kung anong pangangailangan nila, gawan mo ng paraan. Give food to the hungry, you give clothes who need clothes, tulungan mo sila sa kanilang pag-aaral, sa kanilang pinagdadaanan sa buhay. And the reason for that is because God has loved us in the first place. We can love other people because God loved us first. No, we love because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19 to 21. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. No? Kung sino man nagsasabi na mahal niya ang Diyos, ngunit kinamumuhian niya ang kanyang kapwa-tao ay siyang isang sinungaling. No? Dahil paano mo mamahalin ang isang tao na nakikita mo, pero hindi mo minamahal ang tao nakikita mo, pero sinasabi mo mahal mo ang Diyos na hindi mo naman nakikita. No? And this commandment we have from Him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Love his brother and sister. No? In other words, love all people, regardless of their race, their vocation, their status, their gender, their religion. We are to love other people. So, again, the main point, authentic Christianity. Okay, authentic Christianity is loving others with the love of Christ. No? May our hearts be filled with the love of Christ, with the love of God, so we can show the love of God to our fellow men, to our fellow citizens, so that will prove our authentic Christian faith. Praise God. Let's pray. And the worship team will lead us to worship the Lord. As we pray, let's think about how we can show our love in practical ways to our neighbor. No? Siguro tumulong ka sa paglilinis sa neighborhood nyo, or let's just pray right now. Father, we thank you that you're the God, you're a God of love, and you love us while we were still sinners. You demonstrate your love for us on the cross. So Lord, help us, Lord, to show your love in practical ways in our neighborhood, in our community, in our campus, in our office. Lord, help us to set an example of the love of Christ, and fill our hearts with your love, Lord, so that we may demonstrate your love to this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand as we worship the Lord. Thank you. Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And maybe while we're praying, you're still here. Maybe some of us here need to release forgiveness to others. And that's why the reason why you cannot love other people, or maybe your relatives, your loved ones, is because there's still unforgiveness. Meron pang bitterness, meron pang hurt, offense na kailangan mong mapatawad. And at this time, just ask the Lord to fill your heart with love so that you will be able to forgive that person. Or maybe merong nagkautang sa'yo, hindi ka pa binabayaran. You also need to forgive that person. Lord, I just pray for those people who are in this situation. I pray, Lord, that you reveal your love to them, your compassion, your mercy, and also touch those people na nakapangutang ngunit di pa nakabayad. Lord, we pray that you'll provide for them and enable them to earn a living and have extra income so that they'll be able to pay their debts. Lord God, we thank you that you are the Lord of this church, or the Lord of our lives. Lord, we thank you for filling our hearts with your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.